WHDD presents Susan Says.
I really wanted to talk about lots of things, TV, books, other news, but when we have a serious issue like a maniac in the White House, we have to deal with it. We have to speak out against it or we are complicit. It's our job now, 24/7, haven't you noticed? So again, deranged Donnie, 45-ish as I call him, constantly demands our attention. And when he doesn't get it, or gets it negatively, he goes insane, as he did in the rally the other night. And what in the hell is he doing at a rally anyway? He has work to do, remember? Part of me wants the media to ignore him. But it's important that we the people see his insanity live and in real time, because you couldn't believe it otherwise. You'd think they were making it up. His thin skin, inability to take any critique, is so running and ruining his presidency that he can only read from a teleprompter every other day before going ballistic the next. If it's Tuesday, it must be insanity. To a stacked crowd, paid to be there and populated with someone as disgusting as this black man in perfect position behind him with signs and a t-shirt who turns out to be a murderer and a member of a cult of hatred. You know, those other deplorables. Yes, if you still support this sicko, you are that. Own it. He raged against John McCain, a hero who is in chemotherapy. He teases about a brave Jeff Flake, unfortunate name, but he stands up to him with more courage than any of the other Republicans. He doesn't even mention the poor sailors who died in the last crash, but he brings his old speeches, lies about them, and reads them, and eliminates what he said outside of that. Besides, it's always about him, him, him. What is wrong with Congress that they don't impeach or remove in some way? Is a tax cut that vital that we lose our values, our democracy? Listen, I know in pre-war Germany, they thought they could control Hitler, just as this Congress thinks they could control this dictator wannabe. Well, you lie down with dogs, you get fleas, you know? And if some press person is killed at one of these rallies, then what? I believe there will be riots in the streets. I really do. When Mueller comes up with the goods and 45-ish is removed from office, he might resign, as Tony Schwartz, his biographer, said, to protect his family and pardon them. But no matter what, we are on a course that will take years to fix if we survive at all. James Clapper, the former national intelligence under many presidents, said he is scared. Yeah. Scared that this nut job is near the nuclear codes. Think of that. Well, I'm sorry, and I'm scared too. How about you?
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.